My name is Zach Como, and you're listening to the My Tech Decisions Podcast. Thanks for coming back to the My Tech Decisions Podcast. Like I said, my name is Zach, and I'm your host. Today's episode is about how the IT department can help ensure a safer return to the office whenever it is that your company decides to welcome employees back to the workplace. To talk about this is Lisa Schneider and Travis McMahon, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing and the Chief Technology Officer and Chief Engineer for Videotel Digital. They are interviewed by my colleague Adam Forziati. The two suggest some technology to help limit traffic in high-volume areas, like touchless technology and digital displays that can help remind employees about social distancing and hand-washing. Before we get to the interview, here's a quick reminder that the My Tech Decisions podcast is available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download and subscribe to hear weekly interviews with IT experts that can help you make the right decisions for your company. Now, here are Lisa and Travis.
Okay, so first things first, the CDC's recommendations for a safe return to work strategy include things like, you know, gradual reentry, reconfiguring workspaces, and limiting the number of workers in a physical space at any given time. I just wanted to hear from you guys, what does IT have to do with those three tactics, and what role does IT play in making these objectives happen?
So I think that actually all departments should consider current and ongoing CDC recommendations, but I believe that IT, they play an essential part into these tactics that you mentioned. I believe that IT could really be instrumental to implementing technology, especially ones that can ensure that social distancing is in full effect. For example, they could enforce limiting the number of workers in a physical space by using interactive digital signage that would show the total allowed occupancy on a screen before entering. IT departments could control the number of workers in a physical space by using the same type of interactive signage with sensors. They can even track entry analytics. They could use an RF remote from a distance to change the content on a screen, which tells the employees when they can enter. Similarly, they could implement signage at elevators and the entrances to indicate like how many people may safely occupy the elevator. They can also install sanctions in a building lobby. Or, you know, we've seen it before, but they can install floor markings to indicate where it's safe to stand. I think that human resources would be the ones to control the gradual re-entry by, you know, offering the employees the flex in office days and offering them the staggered work hours. So yeah, all of these tactics I believe would be helpful with the support of IT.
Is there like a way to systematize disinfection in a way that, you know, IT departments and building managers can assist with that effort?
Yeah, I feel that building managers could assist in the management of disinfecting and disinfection efforts. There will absolutely be a need to continuously disinfect employee workspaces, conference rooms, cafeterias, you know, public areas, restrooms. They should also provide central air filtration to ensure that the physical spaces are safe from contamination. And then they should also assist to continuously inform and ensure employees that these measures are being taken to keep them safe.
So when we think about, you know, the technology that's being used right now to limit the spread of the virus in these kinds of spaces, we're thinking of solutions that, you know, alert managers when a certain capacity or condition has been reached, But it seems like having that kind of sensing technology might also have a secondary use in the form of like meeting room analytics. How might IT managers pitch that type of technology to their higher ups right now?
I think that sensing technology is really important. Not only can it alert managers of capacity maximums, but it can be used to collect long-term data on high traffic meeting rooms. For example, IT managers can install sensors and interactive media players to determine how often a room is used or to collect how many people are using it on any given day or time. IT managers might pitch this technology to the upper management as simple, cost-effective solutions to help keep employees safe and maintaining social distancing across all the departments.
So we're also seeing touchless solutions take over. What parts of an office building should be made touchless, and what types of solutions should IT be focused on specifically?
Oh, I definitely agree. Touchless solutions are definitely taking over right now. We are seeing touchless solutions not only being the focus of IT departments, but they are in high demand across all industries right now. But for IT, I just think that they should be focused on any type of solution that helps to eliminate the quote hands-on, the touch factors in an office. For example, we're seeing companies using infrared touchless buttons for door entry points, not only for the front door, buildings of the front doors, but also for conference room entries. So rather than the touching the doorknobs, employees can point their finger at a button, but do it without touching it, and it will open the door. I'm also seeing mandates for similar infrared touchless buttons to be installed in elevators. And of course, that's to eliminate the need to touch those shared surfaces. IT may also want to consider issuing RFID cards as a secondary touchless method for employees to use as their entry and exit points of their building or on any doorway. Also, instead of using touch screens in main lobby areas, IT may want to focus on the new QR code technology, where visitors can actually use their own personal mobile phones as the control point to navigate the screen right in front of them instead of actually touching it. And lastly, if there's any part of a building that has any existing interactive signage or an interactive kiosk, IT should focus on technology now with proximity sensors, those sensors that eliminate touch points. They could also consider touchless directional audio sound solutions. This type of solution allows for like private listening spaces, which is pretty impactful in an office. So I could probably go on that, but we'll stick with those for now.
So, one problem is that we're seeing that with all these changes in the office that the employees sometimes simply forget or aren't aware that there are certain things that they need to maintain in terms of compliance, small actions that they're maybe not used to doing when they're in these kinds of spaces. Do you think that signage is something that can help with that problem? And how might tech managers get the most out of investing in a signage solution for reminding employees how to act, where to be, et cetera?
Yeah, I think signage is definitely something that can overcome this challenge. Tech managers can consider investing in digital signage media players and TV screens to be installed throughout the office space so that compliance reminders can consistently be seen by the employees. These digital signage displays or screens can be set up as reminders for the building entry points, lobby areas, high traffic areas, conference rooms, cafeterias. In some cases, displays can even be set up as a reminder with interactive points for specific areas. The screen can be activated with each passerby. The screens can loop compliance video content to remind employee remind the employees about social distancing, hand washing, new behaviors such as lunchroom etiquette, staggered entry and exits, and any updated employee communication alerts. Tech managers can get the most of their investment by choosing a digital signage provider that doesn't charge subscription fees or licensing fees, and they should just seek a simple, user-friendly, easy-to-install solutions.
Is there any other advice you would give to IT managers as we're kind of transitioning towards a large-scale rollout of a vaccine and therefore some semblance of normalcy?
So my advice would be, it's pretty simple, is just to stay informed on a daily basis. IT managers should definitely stay in the know of all solutions that help keep their employees safe. And again, they should be aware of the ongoing CDC recommendations. You know, also healthcare providers are, you know, they're still advising us that we still, it's necessary to maintain social distancing, wear masks into the foreseeable future. So I believe it should definitely continue to enforce these recommendations as we get to herd immunity. If I would give additional advice, I believe that IT teams should continue to provide constant reminders for the staff and visitors of all the safety precautions. And, you know, I mean, even including simple self-health checks at home before coming to the office. And like we all say, you know, wash your hands regularly.
Awesome. Is there any place that interested listeners should go in particular to learn more about VideoTel and what you guys can offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone interested to learn more about VideoTel Digital may visit our website at videoteldigital.com, where they may find all the details about our company, products and services. And they may also choose to email us or our team at sales@videoteldigital.com.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the My Tech Decisions podcast, where it's our mission to help you make technology decisions for your company. If you would like to learn more, head to mytechdecisions.com or follow us on Twitter at mytechdecisions. You can also follow me on Twitter at ZWComo. Until next time.